فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Today inshallah I continue talking about the rules of Tajweed regarding the Al-Mad. And we talked about Al-Mad Al-Asli, and now we detailing regarding Al-Mad Al-Far'i or Al-Mad Al-Mazidi, which is the detailed Mad that has branches, and the branches of Mad are Al-Mad Al-Wajib Al-Muttasil, we talked about it, and Al-Mad Al-Jaiz Al-Munfasil, which is the separated, the Al-Mad Al-Muttasil that comes in one word, within one word, and Al-Mad Al-Munfasil that comes separated, either Rasman or Haqiqatan, which is either as metaphorically or physically. And inshallah today we are going to talk about Mad Al-Badal, which is kind of Mad Al-Jaiz. And we mentioned the jaiz means permissible of stretchiness, so you can stretch it longer according to the other qira'at. But that's why it's called maddul badal jaiz. Maddul badal is not wajib, but it's jaiz. But in riwayat Hafs min tariq al-Shatibiyya, and most of the qira'at actually, except riwayat Warsh an Nafi' min tariq al-Azraq, in tariq al-Shatibiyya, that's maddul badal, it is stretchable from 2 to 4 to 6, which is 2 seconds, 4 seconds, and 6 seconds, which is al-qasr wa-tawassat wa-al-ishba' wa-tul. Now, maddul badal, the reason they call it maddul badal, because the word badal, it means to substitute, to exchange something with something. So whenever you see in the Quran there is hamza followed by alif sakin, then followed by a letter that is not a hamza, and it has to be mutaharrik, so which means the example of Adam or Amana, as I mentioned in the fourth tip, if you haven't heard it, in the word Amin. So for example, Adam, it's written with a little hamza, according to the rasm of the Qur'an, and the alif. So, this is a hamza, followed by the alif. That alif is a sakin. But after the alif, whatever it comes, it must be mutaharrik, which is da, du, di, fa, fu, fi, ya, yu, yi, whatever. As long as it is mutaharrik, then it becomes, this is called maddul badal. So what do we do ibdal here? What do we substitute? We do that alif sakina, which is it doesn't have any movement or haraka, it becomes mutaharrik. So it becomes mutaharrik according to the vowel of the hamza. If the vowel of the hamza, such as Adam and Amana, it is a hamza, a fatha, ali, hamza fatha, so you'd say so the alif, instead of being a'mana or a'adam, that's the origin and the root, it becomes adam, 2 seconds, two haraka. So the mad al-badal is just two haraka. You would say adama or amana rasulu. And if it is the hamza with a kasra, then you would say, of course, it is followed by ya sakina, imana, you would say imana. And if it is a dhamma, then becomes like utu. So these are the examples of maddul badal, and the length of stretching is only 2 seconds. The next one is to understand that is, the next thing is to understand that is maddul badal, it is not wajib 2 seconds, like al-madd al-tabi'i and al-madd al-asli, the original mad, which is compulsory 2 seconds, but it is called, the ulama called it ja'iz, which is permissible, and because it is permissible in other qira'at, they call it mad ja'iz. But according to most of the qira'at, including qira'at or riwayat Hafs an Asim min tariq al-Shatibiyya, it is only 2 seconds. So whatever you find mad al-badal in the Qur'an, you would say amana al-rasulu. And that's the case, different the case in رواية ورش من طريق عن طريق الأزرق من طريق الشاطبية. You would say that whenever you find مد البدل, it has the option of stretching into 2, 4, and 6. And that's regarding the context of the ayah, if it is followed by a taqleel and al imala. That is not the topic at this time to talk about it. Inshallah, one day we will stretch about and talk about the riwayat warsh min tariq al azraq. Now, there is another example in the Quran which is similar to maddul badal. It's called ash-shabih bil badal, which is similar to maddul badal. It takes the same ruling. The same ruling as Maddul Badal. And that is example in the Quran. For example, the word Al Quran, Al Dham'an. Dham'an is mentioned in Surah Al Nur, the verse 39, or Al Quran, whatever it is in the Quran. Waba'u. So these are the examples of Madd Al Badal. Now, in Maddul Badal, whenever it is in the Quran, such the example, it comes either in wasl or in waqf, in stopping or in joining in the middle of the word, such as the word in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 31, Anbi'uni, Anbi'uni. So, it's maddul badal, written with the hamza above the nabira, and it has the waw, Anbi'uni. And like at the end of the Quran, at the end of a word such as du'a, so it is in the same time maddul badal, but it is also maddul iwad because it has fathatain. So it has the same ruling, 2 seconds. And example of other maddul badal is ma'ab, but ma'ab in the Quran, it is mentioned in Surah Al-Ra'd, for example, verse 29. So if you read ma'ab and you stop this mad at the end of the ayah with 2, 4, or 6, so what happens if it is 6? Then you have to stretch it. You don't restrict it into 2 seconds. So for example, ilayhi al-ma'ab. So you stretch that mad. Al-Badal becomes only in this case at the stopping of the Qur'an, at the end of reading the word Al-Ma'ab. But if you're joining, of course, then you read it 2 seconds only. Now, in this case, we have concluded that Maddul Badal is only 2 seconds, and it is not stretchable up to 2 or 4. And this is only in Riwayat Warsh, which is stretchable. And the other thing is the maddul badal, it is 2, 1 hamza followed by 1 alif, 1 hamza followed by waw sakina, 1 hamza followed by ya sakina. Whenever it comes in the Quran, it is substituted with the mad bil alif. So you say amana or anbi'uni or imana or adama. So these are the example of Mad al-Badal. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. The site has been redesigned, so you can leave a word in a guest book. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim min at-taji wal-hula.